And welcome! You have found yourself at the Monkey Magic Podcast, a light-hearted and affectionate look back at the classic TV series Monkey, produced by Nippon TV and adapted from the classic Chinese novel Journey to the West. This podcast will take a nostalgic look back at this morals-infused adventure and consider what lessons we could learn for the 21st century. My name is JP. In this week's episode, Chen Gold, the world's richest man, is advertising for a husband for his only daughter. Beautiful my son. Possessed by the spirit of greed, he eats gold in order to turn himself golden. To feed his habit, he enslaves men to work in the gold mines. When Sandy tries to help an escaped slave, he becomes enslaved himself. Meanwhile, Pigsy puts himself forward as a possible husband for my son. Tripitaka wonders where Pigsy and Sandy have gone and dispatches Monkey to investigate. Welcome to the Monkey Magic Podcast with me, your host, JP. Hello and welcome to the Monkey Magic Podcast. This week, episode 41, A Shadow So Huge. Reminder, this episode will be spoiler heavy, so if you have not seen it, I'd recommend you go and watch the episode, then come back and join us. We open with the narrator this week saying, "If change is the only certainty in the universe, it is inevitable that something grows and some things decay. Some men grow more gifted, more richer, more powerful than others. But if a man grows too rich without sharing, then like an overripe fruit, he will fall. Some men become the very spirit of greed." So we see the pilgrims, they are tired. They've been walking and they're needing a break. But they notice some people running. Why? Well, simply because this Shen Gong, the world's richest man, he is advertising.
Shen Gong, the world's richest man, he's advertising for a husband for his daughter. Oh, and that's me.
Hey, what's his daughter like anyway?
The richest man in the world.
He's advertising for a suitor for his daughter. But here's the thing. Pigsy, as you can imagine, is immediately interested. They find a sign confirming the selection criteria.
Ah, well, he signs himself the world's richest man, and men who desire the hand of his only daughter, beautiful Mai Sang, should report to his house in the village for the necessary selection process.
Ah, process. It's a foregone conclusion when I get there.
I want a bath, so I'll just wish you luck.
So, it's a fairly exhaustive shopping list, but that's the daughter of the richest man in the world, right? It seems, however, like this richest man is rich because of slavery. He runs all the gold, but the gold obviously has to come from somewhere. And he's employing these slaves to dig it from the ground. Now, like arguably you could say gold is a kind of magical thing and throughout all human history, but its only real use is because people consider it to have use. Because as a metal, it's quite soft. So it's precious because it's precious. I think that's really a kind of underlying theme here. So Sandy meets one of the slaves and, oh, here's the guards. Dash. They've both been captured. They're both getting sent back to the mines. On the mines, though, Sandy spies the daughter my son. And let's be frank, she is a stunner. Cute. Her dad, though, that's Shen Gold. like we see him too. He's all done out in gold gear, right? He wears gold, his name's gold, but more to the point, he eats gold.
I just don't know what is wrong with me nowadays. However much I eat, somehow I still feel hungry.
So he presumably craps gold too. He is ultimately possessed by the spirit of greed, this guy, and he can't get enough of the gold, right? And here's the thing. He's got two henchmen. Guess what spirits they are?
Mind you, it has nothing whatever to do with you, has it, Sir Silva? Do you think you grow rich by just winning the state lottery?
Silver. And no, not bronze, nickel. I'm presuming that's because bronze is an alloy. Anyway, he's not a happy guy, Chen Gold. He's always complaining that he's hungry. He wants more gold to eat. And, like, silver and nickel are just kind of looking on smiling. It would appear, even from the outset, silver and nickel are no really his friends. That's my guess. Lord Gold apparently used to be a human, but his wife died of gold fever. Whatever that is. And his daughter, my son, I mean, she loves her dad. Of course she does. She's actually got her eyes on someone. Is that the guy that Monkey met running earlier? The guy that hates the slavery? Could be, eh?
Someone has to stay here and oppose him. I feel that that is my responsibility.
I'll do all that I can to help. Because of what I think of you.
It could be, because it seemed like his destination was to go and fight this Lord Gold. And the young man we did see, like, it looks like he's got a petition. All the slaves have signed saying they want released. But Lord Gold's, like, giving it, get them to hang. I'm like, no way. I don't know. Like, to me, it seems that actually this Gold guy, he's not really a bad guy per se, but he's just a bit misguided, while Silver is seen smiling in the background. I reckon he's a dodgy guy. Like, Lord Gold is worried about his daughter's marriage, no doubt about it. He's scared that someone's going to marry her just for his wealth, you know? Tripitaka asked Monkey to look for Pigsy and Sandy. Where are they? Pigsy, interestingly, is in the suitor competition. So they all have to go through like an interview process. The panel is Lord Gold, Lord Silver and Lord Nickel. So they're like job interviewing for the hand of marriage of his Lord Gold's daughter.
I'm you, a butcher by trade. So I know the value of money. I should be very respectful of your gold.
Oh, really? You like gold, do you?
Like, some suitors are trying to double bluff. And it's... Anyway, the bottom line is Pigsy. Pigsy gets caught because it's... He's... How dare you try and dupe us with a disguise? Throw him to the mines. So, Monkey's also been captured. And Lord Gold takes a wee shine to Monkey because Monkey's got that gold headband.
Pure gold! I knew I could smell it somewhere. That ring on his head is 24 karat tingling! Delicious! Let me have a...
Which, interestingly, Tripitaka's not been using much in this series, showing a bit of restraint. Well done, Trippy. But Silver's definitely the bad actor here, no question. He is offering himself as her husband. What's that, right? Your pal is going to be marrying your daughter.
I wonder. But someone must inherit all this.
Marry her to a spirit. I'd be willing to sacrifice myself.
Thank you, thank you. No, I couldn't expect that of you, Silver Spirit. No.
Stick to the trade, you know. It's not as easy as you think. No, he's got to be human. And yet, where is he?
How awkward. Nah, he's not keen on that. But hang on, there is one guy here that is beyond reproach. No, just after our money. Who can it be? Tripitaka. He's no corruptible.
I don't care about money. Don't you know that all Buddhists are rich already?
Oh, you're wealthy already.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, Lord Silver is pretty annoyed at that. So, they confirm that Tripitaka's human. So, he's meeting one of the tests.
I know you understand. That's why I've got to be so careful. You know, on the subject of marriage, you can't marry anyone who is greedy.
Are you suggesting you marry me off to some monster then?
A meeting with my son is arranged. Trippy doesn't eat meat.
Sir, I think you're under some misapprehension. I'm a priest and a Buddhist and I don't eat meat.
You hear? Just think how you will save on the housekeeping.
Think how much you'd save on housekeeping, because he's no having expensive meat products. So, it looks like the wedding is on. Except Trippy isn't keen. My son, I think, is secretly happy at that because she's already in love with someone else, right? It would be a bit of a sham. But Lord Silver, he's a real negative ninny. The more Trippy is saying, I'm no up for it, the more Lord Gold's saying, you should be up for it.
What would you like then? Just ask. Anything at all. I owe most of everything.
Then let me go on to India. I don't understand.
We are trying to make you happy.
I am happy.
Marvelous. My daughter couldn't possibly ask for a fine husband. I knew that the pair of you were fine for each other just as soon as I first set my eyes upon you, young man.
So, can we maybe just send Tripitaka and my son to the mines? And maybe through shared adversary, they'll fall in love there? Nah, that's the problem. Silver and Nicola are in league. They're in cahoots. Their plan to steal Gold's wealth is now in trouble. So they'll need to redraw their plans. And they're going to make Fool's Gold to poison Lord Gold. And they might as well poison Tripitaka while they're at it, right? Monkey's been overhearing all of this though, transforms to his usual form as a wasp, and as the food is brought out to Trippy and my son, Trippy's like, nah, I'm a veggie, I'm no up for it. She's not going to eat yet either. Okay, Monkey arrives just in time, feeds the guard the poison. Not a word from Tripitaka, by the way. Not a word. Lord Gold, by the way, he is sick from eating this fool's gold.
Your food was poisoned, and you couldn't have guessed it for yourself.
Silver's double-crossed him. Now he can be the king.
It took you long enough to guess. Yes, I've been eating your gold, and now I shall rule your kingdom instead of you.
And Nickel is like becoming Silver, so he's had a promotion too. But they've just heard the prisoners have escaped. And Monkey goes to try and find this my son's lover. Can the four of them try and escape the mines? We then see Lord Gold, he's been tied up. Silver demands my son or your father dies. Oh jeez, now, I bet Lord Gold is regretting having Silver as a pal now, eh?
My daughter is not going to marry a monstrous creature like you, Silver.
We'll see.
But Silver's not taking no for an answer. And my son backs down, she says, okay, I'm prepared to marry Silver. But Monkey arrives just in time, and the pilgrims take on Silver Nickel. We see my son reunited with a real love, and Lord Gold, having witnessed all this, feels a bit awkward. Indeed, Tripitaka rebukes him for his greed. Silver and Nickel are banished to the future by Monkey.
Off to the future. You can go.
All right. They'll only land again centuries from now.
By then, people won't worship them.
No?
I hope.
Yeah.
By then, He reckons people won't worship them.
You reckon?
So, what was the episode about? In the first case, it's probably gold digging, isn't it? So, in a literal sense, there's the gold digging that's going on in the mines of Lord Gold. So he's running this slave setup just so that he can dig out lumps of gold, which he is eating, by the way. Like, the digestion system of that guy must be amazing if he can eat gold. But he's eating the gold, they're digging it up again. It's like the nitrogen cycle. This would be like the gold cycle. But his real concern is, because he's wanting his daughter married off, he is utterly terrified of his vast fortune being bequeathed to some unworthy person who just marries his daughter. A total gold digger, basically. Now, so how is he trying to address that? Well, he's trying to address it by smoking out potential baddies through this interview process. But, like, that's just not the right way to go. I think he would be far better off if he was just hiring a good lawyer so that there was a kind of decent prenup in place so that, you know, if my son's getting married, it's like, you'll only be eligible for a proportion of her fortune that which he will inherit if you're married for, like, you know, 10 years or something. Unless maybe you check the jurisdiction of the area where you're staying in case it's like that common law wife or common law husband thing going on and you only have to stay there for a fortnight and you're due half your wealth. So it probably would be well advised. I wouldn't be taking a lot of advice from Lord Silver, though, because Lord Silver clearly has his eye on Gold's wealth and Gold's daughter. So he's a bit of a scumbag, isn't he? Is that a little 30 pieces of silver reference to JC or something? I don't know. But so be careful of silver. Be careful of silver, I think is what the message there is. And he has pal Nickel. I mean, of all the metals that was getting the third place, did you fancy that one getting a call out? No, me neither. The other thing I thought a wee bit about this week is the whole basis that what the narrator is saying here is gold is only valuable because people find it valuable. So, you know how, like, in previous episodes we've talked about, like, fiat currency, which is just paper. It's, like, backed by a government that says we'll match this, but it's nothing really. It's just someone's word. Whereas gold is a physical commodity. So, theoretically, it's always been a good place to hedge against inflation and things like that, because gold is a metal and it's a constant, right? It's been a precious metal from the day dot, pretty much, right? But why? Well, rarity is certainly one of the reasons, because it was rare, therefore it had value. But let's just say, right, it's just one of the elements in the periodic table, isn't it? AU, I think it is. So if hypothetically on, say, some asteroids in the solar system, there just happened to be an asteroid that was, like, loaded full of gold, like Voga, you know, the planet of gold, which was in Revenge of the Cybermen. Does that mean all of a sudden there's loads of it, now it doesn't have the same value? Or does the value still only apply on the Earth? I think that's what Monkey's getting at. It's like, you know, gold is valuable because we've made it valuable. Silver is valuable because we've made it valuable. But silver isn't as important as gold. Why? And actually, that's, it kind of ties back into the Olympics, doesn't it? So, You've got gold for first place, and you've got silver for second. So it's, silver's got that always the bridesmaid type feel to it. You know, it's like, oh, you just missed it. Whereas bronze, that's like a thanks for coming type prize, isn't it? Is bronze made up of nickel? I don't know. Like, mind you, it is better being third than fourth, because at least you get a medal, right? Arguably better being fifth than fourth, because you're no thinking you just missed out in the medal. Like a minor theme this week, and it happens at the start of the episode, Sandy is desperate for a bath, right? And for a wash. But it would be probably more convenient for him to have a shower. It's one of those joyous things, isn't it? When you've got a really hot bath. That's what Sandy's, because he's probably, you know, he's got that philosopher type mindset. He wants the bath cranked up to high temperature, nice bubble bath, maybe a wee glass of wine, and he can just have a little think about the journey that they've been on to date and what's to come. And, you know, he's not really that bothered about Lord Gold and his daughter or that. It's just like, just maybe just play some soft music. I'll just have a bath. And, oh, jeez, yeah, my back was so sore. Isn't it so good? Yeah, monkey's saying, never underestimate the relaxation that you can get from a nice piece of retained water. Yep. Original transmissions in the UK. This was the 27th of February 1981, in Japan the 17th of February 1980, and in Australia the 29th of June 1981.
Monsters have their duties. A lord of gold should use what he has to help people. You devoured it instead. Monsters earn their lives like everyone. But unless you change the way you live, you'll stay one forever.
Lord Chen has decided he's going to give up eating gold. And the couple are going to get married. The narrator tells us, a little gold casts a shadow so huge that the very stars come out at noon. By the light of the stars here and there, small truths appear. Is Tripitaka wiser because he wants enlightenment badly more than he wanted gold? Even as a shadow, one may find a friend. Join us next week for episode 42. Keep on dancing. Catch you then.
You find ropes into your imagination.
We're listening to the Monkey Magic Podcast, an affectionate look back at the iconic Japanese TV series Monkey. Monkey is available on Blu-ray and DVD from Fabulous Films and will be coming to a streaming service to you soon. Meantime, please like, share, and if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you at monkeymagicpodcast@gmail.com. And Guinness 2022 on Twitter. So a couple of things this week. First off, a new correspondent, JT, asked, It's been a few weeks now. How are you getting on with the new Pigsy? Well, thanks for asking, JT. That is a good point. I'd sort of forgotten that it was a new actor because I've just accepted him. So it is one of those truisms, isn't it? Initially, you don't like someone because it's new. But then after a while, you just start accepting them. And I'd forgotten all about it. It was a different actor. Perhaps because it's the same voice. That's maybe why it is. But yeah, I like the new Pigsy, 100%. And most surprisingly, you didn't ask this, but I'm surprised that now I quite like the horse as a human. Because again, I thought that was going to be a bad idea, but no, I was wrong. Isn't it good to have the confidence and self-assurance to say I was wrong? Yeah, good question.
We also heard from XJ, who was very impressed by Trippy Taka the other week when he was going to collect the demon's tears. And do you think, although you often say that Trippy Taka is not that bright, are you doing him a disservice? Because he had the clever approach of taking onions to make those demons cry. Yeah, like, you sort of got me a wee bit, XJ, because I do occasionally say Trippy's not really very clever, unlike Sandy. But yes, when they were all regressed to toddlers, and he has to go and collect the demon's tears, he's taking onions. Like, yeah, you've got to say, Trippy outperformed in that example, didn't he? Because how else is he going to get them to cry? It's not as if he's going to be able to beat them up. Quite the opposite. It's quite more like the other way. So he's used what you would call the scientific method to achieve that outcome. Because he knows that the acid in the onion will make them cry. XJ, you're 100% right. And maybe it's just because Trippy has been spending so much time with the likes of Sandy that he's actually getting an education on this journey. It could be that. Yep. Keep listening.
My name's JP. Thanks for listening.